Today, California's Air Resources Board released a draft of the state's greenhouse gas cap and trade system. The program would offer businesses incentives to reduce emissions by forcing them to pay to pollute. But Bill Gallegos, Executive Director of Communities for a Better Environment, says it's no cause for celebration.
Members of the environmental justice community have a problem with the cap and trade program because the evidence is pretty overwhelming that it's a failure.
Communities for a Better Environment is part of a coalition of environmental groups that opposes the legislation. They believe a cap-and-trade program would actually let the biggest polluters increase their emissions. And Gallego says that will lead to more pollution in the low-income neighborhoods near smokestacks.
You know, when we talk about these vulnerable communities, we're really talking about mainly communities of color. There's a reason for the term environmental racism, because that's what it feels like.
Stanley Young with California's Air Resources Board says they're looking closely at the issue and trying to find solutions.
We are engaged in that process to determine what the baseline is currently so that we will have a very firm idea of what emission limits there are that we cannot exceed.
When the cap and trade program goes into effect in 2012, it will be the first of its kind in the nation. Timothy Beckworth, Annenberg Radio News.